Welcome to Men Alive, a biblical journey to help us conform to the image of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Paul Estabrooks. Our teacher is my longtime friend, Dr. Jim Cunningham, consultant in adult education, director of Go Teach Global, and author of the book Men Alive. Jim, in the book of James, there's a verse that says, "Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world." What could that mean today to men listening to this program?
Paul, you've been married to Diane for over 55 years. I have been married to Rita over 53 years. In those years, we have each lost some good male friends that the Lord took to heaven ahead of their wives. In my world, the ratio of widows to widowers is about 3-1. The passage of scripture you read in James commands us to look after widows and orphans. One observation is that each widow reacts in a different manner to the loss of her husband, and rightly so. Some withdraw and isolate themselves. Others appear to carry on as normal and keep in contact with family and friends.
There is no formula for grieving. Some widows were long-term caregivers to a husband suffering from a slow, painful illness. Others experienced a shocking quick departure by a heart attack or an accident.
One retired pastor friend told me that in his pastoral ministry career, he had conducted over 200 funeral services. I asked, which way is harder for the widow, a long, slow, terminal illness or a quick, unexpected departure? He was very silent for a moment, then he said, "They are about equal." Another pause, and then he added, "Both have to grieve. The caregiver wife grieves before her husband passes as she watches him diminish in strength and virility. Then, worn out physically and emotionally, she has to then deal with his death. The wife who experiences the shock of the sudden loss has to grieve after her husband is gone, without the long-term tiredness of being a caregiver, but without time for closure." His words stuck with me. Death is still an enemy. Both widows have to grieve.
So, Jim, for the men listening today, what do we say to them to help fulfill James 1:27?
Let's finish the verse. "And keep oneself from being polluted by the world." Widows are vulnerable. They have lost the protective counsel of their husband's shield, so to speak. We know widows who were preyed upon by deceitful men. The new widow trusted them, but some discovered they had invested money in projects that led to a severe loss. Others were preyed upon by trusted male friends who sought to sexually seduce them while offering their assistance. James clearly says we as men are to look after widows and keep ourselves from being polluted or corrupted by the world.
Agreed. The Bible states that God himself has promised to be a husband to the widow and a father to the fatherless. Psalm 68 verse 5 states, "A father of the fatherless and a defender of the widows is God in his holy dwelling place."
One translation of James 1:27 says, "Pure religion and undefiled is to visit the fatherless and the widows." That is the starting point. The fatherless and widows need to know we care for them. Even a letter or a phone call can be such an encouragement. One widow told me, "Jim, there were over 700 people at the funeral for my husband, but 6 weeks later, it is like they all disappeared. Silence. Nobody calls me or mentions John's name. It's like he never existed."
This is where married men have a bit of an advantage over single men. We can visit a widow with our spouse and not be perceived as inappropriate. So why are we so hesitant to look after widows in their distress?
In some cases, we surmise that the widow has strong family support. This makes it easy for us as men to think, "Her children will look after her. She doesn't need my help." In other cases, the widow may have the financial means to hire assistance for projects that need to be done around her home, and again, we think, "She doesn't need my help." Wrong. Widows often want to hear us mention the name of their husband, the stories we remember, the good times we share together. This is therapeutic for her and for us. Men, make a list of widows in your life. Each name also represents a husband with whom you were perhaps close friends, but now he is gone. Could the loss of our male friend mean we are also grieving and not certain how to appropriately express our feelings in front of his widow?
Before we go further, let me remind our listeners this is Men Alive with Dr. Jim Cunningham. Again, this week we are offering a free PDF document from our seminar text, Standing Strong Through the Storm, titled The Victorious Church and Family. Be sure to order your free copy. Email menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. That's menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. Jim, Christians living in regions of severe persecution tend to deal with widows in trauma more frequently than in regions of normal life departures.
Agreed. My wife, Rita, and I teach trauma healing courses. In one region of Africa, a group of widows gathered for a one-week seminar. Each widow came with a trusted support person, a son, a pastor, a friend, and here are some of the questions we examined and the responses from the widows. If God loves us, why do we suffer? One widow said, "My heart found hope through the scripture passages shared in each session. It challenges me to think of how significant scripture is in encouraging widows and giving them hope." How can the wounds of our heart be healed? A pastor's widow wrote, "I served Jesus with my husband for 20 years before he was killed. God has graciously given me a ministry to those who are suffering as well. I have discovered that no matter how hard I fall, God will lift me up." Psalm 37:23-24. What happens when someone is grieving? The son of a pastor killed by extremists said, "My mother and I are from a sacrificed family. My dad was sacrificed for his love for people and for the sake of the gospel. We are now replacing those who died. This seminar has taught us how to be healed." Another said, "If I observe someone with a sad or depressed expression who is grieving, I, as a Christian, will initiate conversation with that person to offer assistance, rather than waiting for them to come to me." How can we help children who have experienced bad things? One widow wrote, "We were taught about listening skills. I plan to go home and listen more carefully before I try to offer help." How can we forgive others? The widow of a pastor husband killed in her third month of pregnancy said, "I heard many new ideas on forgiveness and reconciliation at this trauma healing seminar. My heart is now filled with many joys from the new insights. I hated them for killing my husband. I have received healing. I have had a change of heart. From the lesson on forgiveness, I am choosing to forgive them. I give thanks to God for His help. I now feel more hopeful for the future." Rita noted at the end of the week, "If you give academic information without scripture, it goes to the head and gives knowledge. If you give academic information combined with scripture and scripture principles, it goes to the head and to the heart and gives healing and hope."
Widows need healing and hope. On a practical note, what are some ways we as Christian men can offer healing and hope?
Pray for the marginalized as an individual. Sounds obvious, but pray as often as the Lord causes you to remember the widow or think about her husband. Gain permission to talk about the husband by name. Widows will usually let you know how they feel about hearing his name. Some talk openly about their husband. Others may still be in too much grief to do so. Find appropriate ways to connect. Phone calls, emails, visits, meals together. Keep in touch. Remember special occasions. The date of their wedding anniversary or the husband's birthday are appreciated. Sometimes a call on the anniversary date of the husband's death is acceptable if the words are appropriate and the relationship is strong enough to accept your contact. Make visits with your spouse rather than alone. Keep the relationship open and honest without any hint of inappropriateness. One business friend has a ministry assisting widows with their financial planning and legal issues, but to his credit, his wife discreetly visits with him and the widow. Help widows achieve justice. One woman told me her husband said before he died, "If you ever need work done around the house, call," and she gave the name of the man to call. He can be trusted. She called him for help one day, and to her surprise, Mr. Trustworthy Neighbor, whose wife was just a few doors down the street, tried to seduce the widow while helping her. She never called him again. Find ways to secretly, silently bless the widow. In Bible days, the farmers were instructed to leave crops in the field, and olives on the olive trees, and grapes on the vines to bless the foreigners, orphans, and widows. Organize your church group to assist widows. Your church youth group can do special projects in the homes of widows, from cleaning windows to yard work around the house. In the book of Acts, we are told, "So the 12 called a meeting of all the believers. They said, 'We apostles should spend our time teaching the word of God, not running a food program. And so, brothers, select 7 men who are well respected and are full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will give them this responsibility.'" Notice the criteria to be selected: well respected, full of the Holy Spirit, and wise, just to distribute food to widows. These were men who were trustworthy. Above all, seek justice for widows who are wrongfully deceived by evil men. Perhaps a widow was defrauded of money or scammed by an internet criminal. Provide whatever legal, financial, emotional support is necessary to attain justice for the widow. Psalm 68:5 says, "God is father to the fatherless and a defender of widows. He cares for the widows and protects the property of the widows." Isaiah 1:17 says, "Fight for the rights of widows." Jeremiah and Ezekiel both remind widows they can count on God to protect them from evil men who try to prey on them. Jesus condemned religious Pharisees who shamelessly cheat widows out of their property and then pretend to be pious by making long prayers in public. Encourage widows to date cautiously. Some widowers just want a replacement wife to cook their meals and wash their clothes. Women seek a loving relationship. Scripture is clear that one's children are to be the first responders to the needs of their widowed mother. We as men come alongside and assist them when and where possible. In James' day, widows and orphans were likely the most destitute people in society without means or support. Many marginalized people today are like those impoverished widows and orphans.
There you have it, men. Scripture says, "Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world." Don't forget to order your free copy of this week's offer, The Victorious Church and Family. Request it at menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. That's menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. Men Alive is a production of Go Teach Global. Visit our website at goteachglobal.com. Until next time, I'm your host, Paul Estabrooks, on behalf of Dr. Jim Cunningham, encouraging you to become men alive, transformed into the image of Jesus Christ.